Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, testing on the link system.
WDAPX.
All right, yeah, final signal there. I was trying to get into Drake's two sets, but I couldn't do that, so I'm over on Petoskey.
It works. It's all that matters, and you're a whole lot cleaner in here than you were over there. Yeah, the 8-6 has got some problems they got to work through, but... Oh, shoot. Anyway, but yeah, it's... We're talking back to that HF antenna stuff. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer when you get the ice issues and the snow issues, but the nice thing is the wire antennas are pretty inexpensive to repair.
Well, that's just it. And to tune a wire antenna, either you shorten it or lengthen it. And it's really not much beyond that.
There you go. There you go. And I'm ahead of schedule. I'm normally just getting out of the house right about now, so I'm going to be able to enjoy a little downtime before I actually punch in and go to work. Or I might get ambitious and punch in early. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, heck. But, yeah, it's... I'm pretty happy that Wyndham has really done a good job here over the last few years. So, I have no qualms with that at all. If I had to replace it today, it really wouldn't bother me any, because it's definitely held up.
Oh, very good. Okay, sir, a final question for before you get to work. Did you get the new tire, discount tire, or replace the tire yesterday, or was that successful?
No, she's going to have to get a tire today, or at least order it today. She's wanting a specific brand, a specific size. She wants what she wants, and so she'll have to pay for it accordingly. But most places were closed yesterday, one being a Sunday, two being Easter. There wasn't anyone open for that kind of stuff, so she drove around on a donut yesterday, and she's on a donut today, so... It should be in good, pretty good standing at this point, anyway.
Okay, they always say, 100 miles is about all you can expect out of those donuts. Anyhow, hey, have a great Monday, ACADG, I'll be clear.
Hey there, Mr. Kim, you have a great day, and we'll hang out for a little while, anyway. We've got a little bit before we get up to the Burger King breakfast stop, and then to the shop, so WDAPX Mobile, listening.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
This is KI7QMD Mobile, listening on 19 Link System.
Hi, Rick. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf over on the Petoskey.
So real estate for an antenna. I was still stuck on Chili's, sorry. So oddly enough, I purchased I haven't tried it yet, a Shields Ready Sloper wire antenna that I really want to try. So I got to get one of your tennis ball chuckers and some tennis balls, so I can get that thing figured out. So if that was your question, I have a It's supposed to be 80 to 10 millimeter compatible, and there's two wire sections, and you plug them together to make it longer, or you only use part of the wire for the other set of frequencies. If that makes any sense at all, I'm talking in a lot of layman's terms. KI7QMD.
No, you're making a lot of sense. A lot of antennas are designed for 40 meters through 10 meter, and then you have add-on extenders to allow you to operate 80 meters. You know, that adds another, doubles the length of the wires. But on a sloper, that sounds great. I don't know whether it's fed in the middle or fed at the end. It could be either way.
Yes, it's an N-fed sloper, and I forget the company's name, but I got a decent one, figuring that's probably what I'm going to use if I'm doing a summit on the air or doing some hiking out in the middle of nowhere or by drive out in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to try to find something to fling it over, but I gotta get me the tennis ball thing. I went online and there's too many choices. There's extra long tennis ball chuckers and there's ones that fold in half and all kinds of stuff. And I finally had to put it all away because some of them have balls that are specifically made for the tennis ball chuckers, and they don't fit regular tennis balls. And it's almost like dealing with ham radio stuff.
Oh, you got me thinking too much there. And all the ones I have are just tennis balls, and there's a little, I'm going to call it a wand. And you just kind of pop, slide, push the ball in there and then chuck it. That sloper antenna is really kind of exactly what Jeff is up using is what they call a Carolina Wyndham. It doesn't slope down, but it's just horizontal. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh yeah, and I don't know. I think you can use this one horizontal also, if I'm correct. But I'll have to give you the model number next time. I gotta make sure I gotta get your email at some point too, so that I can send you information, things like that. But I'll look you up on the QRZ and that's the thing I gotta do. I gotta get ham contacts all separated on my computer so that I have a list of people to talk to. Things like that. A lot of work to do yet, but I've devoted myself to getting ready for retirement. I've got about a year and a half to organize stuff. I'm throwing away a lot of things. I'm donating a lot of stuff. I gave away all my older ham stuff to a new ham person, and just kind of keep cleaning and organizing, and doing little fix-up things on the house. So I thought I'd let you go. I'm just going to ramble on about my life. And that's no good. So I'm gonna give you a 73, Jim, and tell you thank you for always being on the other end of the airwaves and all your advice. And I'm getting closer to Petoskey, so I start thinking about work, I guess. Pleasure talking to you. KI7QMD Mobile. I'm going to go back to listening.
All right, sir. Hey, long conversations, but okay, that's, I'm normally a short conversation person, but I'll give you my final comment is over on QRZ. The email that I list is mycallsign@AWRL.net. Now, that's just a forwarding service, so I'll get the emails that you send there, but if I ever send you an email, it'll show up as something different. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, 7-3s, have a good day.
I was caught off guard by the frost this morning.
Yeah. Kind of chilly out here.
The other thing that sucks is I live so close to the shop now. Neither of my vehicles get up top, even close to a temperature on the engine to where I get any heat. Because I'm only driving 5 minutes.
That's why you start the car and let it warm up first?
Well, the issue with the work vehicle is that I only have one key. I refuse to leave it running with the key in the car. Because I did that once with one of the vans and got locked out of it, so I'm never doing that again. And if you take the key too far away from the Equinox, it shuts off after 5 minutes.
Ah, yes. Classic GM crap. Well, I leave my one key in the van, and my van runs all day. I don't care.
Yeah, well, I don't really want to do that again, because, yeah, it wasn't your fault.
Well, I bet. I've locked myself out of my own van several times. Get real good with a coat hanger.
Now, with my luck, if I tried to do that, it would set the car alarm off before I even got the coat hanger into the car. But the Beamer will do that. It's got a motion sensor inside the car. So if it detects motion while the system is armed, it immobilizes the vehicle.
Yeah. I think the Yukon has something like that. Can't lock the doors of somebody inside or else it'll freak out.
So here's the thing, mine, I don't know how it knows, because it doesn't have one of those, you know, low frequency antenna things like the modern keyless entry fobs do. So I don't really know how it knows, but it knows when the key is in the car. It won't let you lock the doors with the key in the car unless they're in the ignition.
You're on.
And it knows that you're sitting in the seat. If you try to lock the keys, it will not let you lock the keys in the car. I don't know how it knows that the key's in the car other than, you know, when it's in the ignition. So if you press the lock button when you're sitting in the car, it won't activate the interior bit. But it will set off the car alarm if you open the car from the outside with a physical key. It's just, it's German, it's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. That is really weird. Strange.
Yeah. But anyway. If you, play with that 510 a little bit more, see if you can get it to come back, or is it smoked?
Oh, it's smoked. I have the board apart on my desk. I gotta get a microscope or something so I can actually see what I'm doing. There was one, there's the, I don't know if it's a diode or what it is, but it's what bridges, hot to ground for, like, current surge on stuff that was smoked. I pulled that off the board because apparently on those Yaesus, when you pull them off the board, it will still power up. And it did not, so it's something further down the line.
That one you pulled off is the old one. The new one's on the other side of the board. I was having a heck of a time getting that other one off.
That little, I think it's an 1801 or 1802 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, it came off because it took the pads right off. It got too hot. I don't know. It might be a little bit above my pay grade, and I'm not really sure what to do about it.
Well, after David fixes my head or my speaker jack on my 300, you could probably send it down to him, and he can look at it.
Yeah, something. I'm really hurting that I don't have that radio and I don't know what to frickin' do about it. Using the FT5 right now, it sucks. I'm trying to use a handheld inside a car, I hate it.
I've been doing that in the Beamer because I gotta redo the power wiring. Every time I plug a radio in, it just shorts it right out. So I don't know how the polarity is backwards. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but I gotta take the whole head unit out, I gotta take the whole center console apart, rerun the wires and everything. So I ran a new wire for the control head, and that didn't fix anything, so, yay.
Lovely. Well, I got the 2820 on the bench right now, that's what I got running everything at home. I just haven't put it back in the van. I don't know. I wanted to just eat myself off the planet when that happened. I was so disappointed. Because I had rode, 800 miles or so with the dang thing down, like, in between the seat and the dash. Like, I couldn't see it. I was like, I don't care, I'm driving at night, I'm not trying to screw with it. Well, then the sun came out. And I was kind of coherent again, and I was like, well, it'd be kind of cool if I could just, you know, swap around different repeaters as I'm continuing my trip here. Let me try and get the control head up where I can see it. So I went to my bag and grabbed a Cat5 jumper and plugged it in, and it smelled hot, and the whole thing went kapoof. I was devastated.
You sure that Cat5 cable wasn't a crossover cable?
It was just a jumper off a switch. Just something that I always keep in my bag. It probably found its way to the garbage can now.
Oof. Yeah, that's weird, because the control head cable is just a straight-through cable, man. It's not even, like, category anything. It's just wires.
Yeah, no, that jumper I had a short. I didn't know it until afterwards. It had been pinched.
Oh, no. Yeah, and that'll fry anything. If it's shorted to anything on the logic, or the, the data lines, that sends 12 volts to the control head because there's an amplifier in the control head for the control head speaker, so, yeah, that'll... Oof.
Right, so at this point I don't know if it's just the PCB on the board, or on the actual radio that's bad, or if it's that and the control head. The sniff test tells me it's just the PCB on the radio. The control board doesn't, or the control head doesn't smell like burnt up electronics, so I don't know.
Well, usually if you send voltage in the wrong direction, to the wrong place, usually there's one weak component that sacrifices itself from killing the rest of the radio.
Yeah, and so I gotta figure out what that is. And those components are too small for me to see just by the naked eye. I gotta get, like, some kind of, you know what I mean, the microscopes or whatever it is where you can zoom in on a control board and whatnot. I was looking at them on Amazon. They're about $100.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, my microscope is, I just put my camera really, really, really close to whatever I'm trying to look at, and then I take a picture of it, and then I zoom in.
That's what I was doing, but it's no good for trying to hold the phone and hold a soldering iron and something to get the part off. Yeah, it's not working.
I'll be right back. I got a phone call.
Didn't make it that time. And Poofy's gone. And it is PX Mobile.
I got none of that, but I'm back now.
Lucky.
Now my boss called me. But, yeah, I don't know. I, gotta manufacture a, more permanent solution for my antennas at home. Right now they're just kind of sitting on top of a fence, and every once in a while the wind blows them right over. And I gotta find another radio that I can have in addition to the 7100, because I want to do HF and still be able to access G and U like I used to. I can't really do that with the 7100 because it's only a single receiver. So I gotta find more coax.
Yeah, I need to get another antenna or two up on my tower this summer. I've only got that one, so trying to do any kind of multi-operations just doesn't work. And I gotta get another HF antenna up. The end of the season last year, I bought a, what is it, a one-to-one? I don't know, something. Balun. And I got some wires strung out and got it all tied together. And, like, the day I went to go put it up, it started to snow. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're waiting until next year now.
You've got an antenna and everything you need?
I mean, kinda. I just haphazardly built one. Just a halfway meter dipole.
Okay, next time I'm up that way, I can help string it up there.
Yeah, and I gotta figure out a better way of orienting it. Because I had an 80-meter dipole up there years ago, but the feed point was, like, out in the middle of my yard, and I hated that.
Another thing we could do is do an off-center fed. Those tend to be happier on multiple bands, too. And then it also moves your feed point to not in the middle of your yard.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I had a end fed for a while, and I hated that thing. Terrible.
I know, I was the one that built it for you out of stuff you had lying around.
No, before that even. That, yeah, that was something special. No, I had an actual NFED and it was garbage.
Oh, I've got an NFED half wave at my parents. And it worked all right. It's nothing like the loop I had. Man, that thing was so awesome. Didn't really work a whole... It didn't work amazing on 80. And Fed does a little bit better on 80, but... Man, 20 meters and up, that thing was awesome for DX.
Yeah, I wanted to do the same thing in my house. I got the room for it. I just don't know how to start that whole project.
Yeah, you're talking to somebody that's built, so I know how to make one of those. I still have all the wire for mine. It's like 280-something feet, although mine's tuned for the CW and digital portion of the band, which is probably not what you're going to want.
Well, I mean, it's better than the nothing I have right now.
If you can find a 300-foot spool of wire, I've got some leftover ladder line, and then we got to make a... Oh, crap. I'd have to look and... I don't remember what I made. I don't know if I remember it was a 49-to-1 or a 1-to-1. Because it's going... Or I think it's just a 1-to-1 balun. Because your feet point into that antenna's balance line, 450-ohm window line. And then you gotta switch that to 50 for coax. Or if you got a tuner, some tuners will just run the window line straight to the tuner and it'll do that. Do you have one of those MFJ tuners?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember what the model number is on it, but yes. Unfortunately, it doesn't actually link into my radio, so I have to, like, key up the radio and give it a tone, but then it will tune.
Okay. You'll have to send me a picture of it. I don't know if it's got that that balanced output, then that'll work. If not, we'll just have to either buy a balun or make one. And then get that sucker up there. You can do 3 points, or you can do a square loop with 4 points. That's what I had, and it worked really well. Or you can do, if you're kind of short on room, you can do what I call it the saggy square loop, where the corners are good, but the wire droops down a little bit. It changes the radiation pattern just a little bit, but it still works pretty good.
Well, you know the layout of my property. I don't know how I would do it, but... Yeah, lots of room, lots of trees. Just gonna figure out how to get wire up there. And now that tuner doesn't have the unbalanced connection on it, but I've got that 1-to-1 balun. I just bought it, and I just put wire on both ends to make a dipole, but that could easily be repurposed.
Okay, yes, I gotta read up on it again. It's been a while. Like, it was kind of one of those, I set it up, I made it, and I forgot everything I learned from it kind of deals. But there's a bunch of room. I know we can make it fit. It'll have to be a triangle, and I think your feed point would be at your tower. It would be a really, really lopsided triangle, but that's okay. It'll work. It's really going to change your pattern. I've got a program somewhere that simulates radiation patterns from antennas like that. You can draw it up, and it'll kind of tell you where all your lobes are. Because that's the thing that's awesome about those, is it's like having an almost omnidirectional beam. You get all these spikes and everything of a whole crap ton of gain in certain directions, and if you can draw it out, you can see, you know, you can kind of anticipate, you know, where your signal is going to go the most. And the higher you go on the bands, the more pronounced those lobes are. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, well... I'll have to look into it. I don't know. I'm not the type of person that's going out to chase DX. It would just be nice to have something in the air so I can actually use HF while it's really good right now. I've not been on HF since we come up to the top of the solar cycle, so I don't even know what it's like.
Well, the reason why I think you would really like the loop is it's decent for close-end stuff. It's a little bit better for regional, so you can, like, contact a state over, or, you know, from where you are, you can make the contact all the way down with it. It's, the RF is kind of going up in the sky to the ground, which is fine, because that's kind of what you want for close-end. Heck, I'd almost put up an NFED just to have and the loop at the same time.
Well, the best situation I ever had was I had my 80-meter dipole, and then I had my Hustler 5DTV vertical. And the dipole was great for close-in stuff, and the vertical was great for DX. It kicked butt. It really did well.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with vertical. I just know that it's vertical, and it works.
I love that antenna. Unfortunately, the weather destroyed it, but... I mean, 5 years ago, I was working, you know, Australia and New Zealand with it.
Oh, that's pretty good. I did that with the loop, but I've never done something like that with the NFED yet. Granted, I haven't tried super hard, but yeah. Well, I mean, if you need HF access, I can give you some credentials for my 7300 that's at my parents' place. You can just remote control it. It's got the whole waterfall and everything, and you can access it remotely, and you just use the speakers and your microphone on your computer.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd have to check that out. That still like to try and get an HF remote base at one of our sites like we used to have. But yeah, I still would like HF at home for when things really go sideways. Well, I am pulling into my first call. Got to go change the garbage disposal. Be back in a little bit. And an ATX.
Okay. I'm just rolling into Eastport. ADMH mobile.
And then mobile monitoring.
Sorry,
station calling, you're just barely making the repeater.
K8BCW.
KFHCQV listening on 19. KFHCQV listening on 19. KFHCQV clear.
On the 19 a minute ago, you should go back over there. You were fine on the 8RPM
that copied me. This is KFHCQV over on the back on the 19. Thanks for the report there. I'm at the south end of Torch, so pretty long jump. Just seeing if I could make it into the 674 up there in Sheboygan. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But appreciate the report that it's making it into the 19.
You're fine here. You're absolutely full flying. No issues at all. You know, don't put too much credence in performance. 7-4 is not really helpful. Broken antenna. There's an issue with some internal interference, so don't beat yourself up for it, but it's nonetheless true. Just stay here, you're good here.
Thank you, sir, for the good report there and for the update on the 674. Like I said, I used to be able to make it in there clear as a bell, but things changed. I know they had the weather up there and with that ice storm and stuff, so appreciate that. You yourself are breaking up a little bit here on the 19. Said you're at the southbound of Wolverine. You're probably just on the fringe, so I'm going to let you go. My name's Rich. I'm at the southbound of Torch, and appreciate the good report and the information. KF8CQD clear.
Yeah, I agree, very good. Well, I'm on the 7-4. But I probably would be better on the 19 myself, so and I'm not running full power, I'm running about probably 15 watts. So.
Okay.
Well, good hearing you. Nice to see the machines being used. Well, I'll catch up to you. I got a couple quick stops here coming up anyway. 73 from southern Sheboygan County, W8R.
KB8FKA Mobile monitoring.
Tchaikovsky.
KE8FGW monitoring.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Oxcom Net. This is KGTC Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Chairland 3-8 Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of the repeater is provided by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The president can make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. Excuse me. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please check the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. At this time, the control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. Stations that would like to check in, please call now.
WK88WJY.
Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey Uniform 7.
Tony Kilo Echo 8 Zero Bravo Zulu. Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
Jason W1WOW.
All right, we had a couple doubles in there. We had Ward NAWK, Drake NADMH, Bob KB8SBJ, Kevin KD9WWU, Tony KE8SBZ, Mike W8BPC, Jason W1WOW. Anybody else?
Kevin KSACTY.
Kevin, KF8AGY. We got Christopher. You were barely getting in there. I didn't get your call sign, and there was another station I couldn't get to at all. Christopher, can you give me your call sign again?
Zero, Foxtrot, 8, Delta, Mike, Zero.
Got you in there, Christopher. Anybody else?
Mark November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray.
Alpha Papa.
Whiskey 8 Victor Papa Charlie.
Mike, I got you in there, the BPC. And there was one more station there. You got doubled on. Right after Mark.
November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray.
Adam, I got you in there. N8APX. Anybody else? All right, we've got a long list. Let's go to the top list with Ward. Ward, NAWK. Ward, give me your location and any messages to pass.
Good evening. This is Ward, NAWK. I'm at Bryant Park in Traverse City. No traffic, and back to you, Glenn.
Drake, NADMH, Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Drake, NADMH, we're at, that's echoing, that's great. We are at South Airport in Barlow. The only traffic I have is, if you tune to 444.35 in the Traverse City area, you can listen to the Artemis II mission radio traffic. That's all I've got. NADMH.
All right. That sounds pretty cool. I have to try that. Let's go to Bob, KB8SCJ. Bob, your location and messages to pass.
This is KB8SCJ, located in Essen City, Benzie County. No traffic.
Kevin, KD8WWU. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Someday it will be a KD8, but right now it's a KD9. This is Kevin Kilo Delta 9 Whiskey Whiskey uniform. In beautiful downtown, 1 mile south of Bel Air, on M88. And this is our first night in our new home, so back to new net control.
All right, you're getting in there great. Let's go to Tony. Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location and messages to pass.
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Location, Rennie Lake, southeast of Cub City. And no pet messages to pass. Back to net control.
Mike, W8BPC. Mike, your location and messages to pass.
This is WAVPC, Royal Oak. No traffic back to that.
Jason, W1WOW. Jason, your location, any messages to pass?
1WOW, back to net control.
Kevin, you got a phone out there. Could you repeat your message? Excuse me, Jason. I'm sorry. Jason, W1WOW. I missed the first part of your transmission. Could you send that again, please? All right, he's in and out. Let's go to Kevin, KF8ADY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8ADY, over here on Spider Lake. The only message I have to pass is for Bob, KV8SBJ. Bob, I got your commercial antenna for you. I'll bring it to the meeting tomorrow. Back to net.
Christopher, KF8DMU. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Gotcha, Delta Mike Kilo. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, this is Mark, KC8ZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, right off of M37. And no traffic. Back to my control.
Adam, N8APX. Adam, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control. Get that to stop. November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray location is Schlagen, no traffic.
Anybody else want to check in?
KE8FJW.
Give me location, any messages to pass?
Good evening. Name here is Brad, and I'm way up here in the Sioux. Messages, well, today started off with a beautiful sunshiny day, about 40, and then it dropped down to 21 degrees now, and it's been snowing. There you go. I want to send some of that snow back down to you guys. There you go. All right, that's all I got. KE8FJW.
Brad, that's a four-letter swear word. We don't want to hear that no more. All right, I've got digital message, so if you have your tablets ready. This one is, if you don't have your tablets ready, this is about Skywarn training. Locally, there's one coming up for Benzie at the Government Center on April 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. Grand Traverse is having it on April 30th at the Grand Traverse County Health Services Building from 8 to 6. Always, I go every year and learn something new, so I encourage you all to show up. I want to tell you that the reports that hands give are greatly appreciated by Gaylord NOAA, so please attend. Stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Digital traffic is as follows. Message. If you receive that message, please check in.
APC, we got it.
KF8AGY, negative copy.
KF8DMK, full copy.
KB8SEJ, negative copy.
KE8SBZ, negative copy.
No good.
NAWK, nothing on my end.
Well, we have a lot of static on our little repeater here, boys and girls. Let me see if I can reload that and try it one more time here. All right, hang on one second. As this happens in the real world, let me reload it. All right, let's try again. This one's 30 seconds. We'll try it one more time. GTC, let me know if you got that one.
GTC, okay, on the second one.
KF8AGY, negative copy.
KB8SEJ, got it second time around.
ADMH, we got it this time.
NAWK, I'm sorry. No comprende.
KBASPZ, full copy.
NAWPX, full copy.
Kilo Delta 9. Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, full copy on Echo Link.
I didn't think that would go across Echo Link. I know it would do All Star. That's interesting. Anybody else? All right, everybody, join us tomorrow for Project Night at the office, and that it will be at 7 p.m. That's it for me, and I want to thank you all for checking in, and I'll probably go to the Benzie Skywarn meeting and let you know how it all went. All right, thank you for checking in. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherry Lynn.
I think that means me. Thank you, Glenn. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Social Hour. This is Tony. My call sign's KEXBZ. I'm your net control station. Use the club call sign WATCM. That's Monday evening social hour, and that is to connect and to build our ham radio community and to communicate information of interest to ham radio enthusiasts in the area. The mesh net and the use of the WATCM repeater are authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club serving the greater Grand Traverse area in northern Michigan. This is club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who linked in tonight. All licensed amateur amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Before we check in, just a reminder that Tuesday mornings is Breakfast with Hams here in Traverse City at the corner of South Airport and Garfield at the J&S restaurant. Then on Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., every week, every Tuesday night, we have CARC meetings at 5123 North Royal Drive. I may have missed something, but I thought the schedule this month was a board meeting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. I could be mistaken, if not a project night. And then on the 14th, we're looking at an intro to CW on the 21st. CW practice and soldering, and then other events the rest of the month would be, well, one thing would be Makerspace, the 25th of April at, I believe that's at the Civic Center, and we're introducing youngsters to a little project in electronics. And I'm going to break here. Okay, and then the 26th, should be close to rounding things out with a Michigan QSO party. The last Tuesday of the month, we'll be having a presentation at the club, and I believe KF8AGY Kevin has given a presentation. I'll have to double check on that later. Now let's go on with this evening's mesh net. Hang on just a second, please. Okay, I'm getting back on script here. Okay, we're going to begin check-ins tonight with short-time check-ins. I'm going to call for your call sign and your first name. I will acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. So this will be an efficient way to handle and reduce doubles. Thank you for your patience. This is WATCM, Net Control for Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins calling short-time, time-constrained stations. Respecting that time, I'll take your comments after the group checks in. So first, short-time check-in. Please call now.
Greg, I need DMH.
Okay, Greg, I have you. Next short-time check-in, please call now.
Steve Akery with CND Avicure, Tom Cadillac, short time.
Tom and Cadillac, I've got you. Next short time check in, please call now.
Kilo's at the 8 November Hotel, Nicholas.
Nicholas, good to hear from you tonight. Next short time check in, please call now.
November 8,
Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
Okay, and a double there. Can I get the November 8 first?
November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray.
Okay, November 8, Alpha Papa X-ray. Sounds like Nelson. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Delta 9, Whitney Whitney Uniform 7.
89 WWU. You sound close by, Kevin. Thanks for the check-in. Next short-time check-in, please come out. All right, I got a scratch. Try that one more time.
Be making it in. W1WOW, Jason.
W1WOW. Thank you, Jason. Next short time check-in. Call now.
K8FJW.
K8FJW. I've got you in there. Next short time check-in. Call now. All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and start at the top of the list with Drake. And subject for tonight, it's going to be up for grabs. Anything that you want to share with us, if anybody wants to add anything to the calendar. Drake, before I let you go there, let us know what that frequency is for Artemis, and I'll write it down this time. And Tom, go ahead and stand by. Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah, frequency is 444.35. It's a Munson UHF repeater. It'll tell you what the PL is whenever it starts talking. 107.2 is the PL, but if you listen for a while, it'll tell you. Anyway, not a whole lot to report here. Just got some food going and listening to the Artemis II mission. Tony, you're doing a good job. We'll send it back to Matt. Anyway.
Okay, Drake, thanks for that. Don't burn your dinner while you're listening to things going on in space there. Tom, WIRV, go ahead with your transmission, and Nicholas, stand by.
Okay, Tony, thanks for taking the net tonight. WEY, currently 27 degrees here. Pretty brisk winds. They were blowing all day. We did get a dusting of snow. I think it's finally gone now, but that was today, this afternoon. And we got the yoga, Carol and I did, of course, and walking after yoga. I gave plasma, and then I came home and I took a nap. I was going to go out and try to do some of the limbs, but I thought, nah, I better not. And I'm glad I didn't. In fact, when I got home, I thought about going out, and because it's a crane wreck in my backyard. There's a lot of big limestones. And it was blowing and snowing, so I thought, nope, it's not going to work. So it's still a mess out there. Anyway, we might be able to come up to breakfast with him tomorrow. We'll see what the agenda looks like, what it looks like in the morning. And so far, I do not have a job for tomorrow. I am working Thursday and Friday, though. Anyway, everybody, I've got to go to bed. I've got to get up in the morning, 7:03. And hopefully everybody had a good Easter. We did. Back to you, Tony. WATCM, WDAWYV, I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom, great to hear from you. Great to hear that you're getting that yoga in every week, and you've given more blood than anybody that I know. That's for sure. It's been a number of years since I've been able to do anything like that. So good on you. That's great. Look forward to seeing you at breakfast tomorrow morning. Let's go to November Delta 8, November Hotel, and let's see. Actually, I think that's Adam will be on standby, N8APX. Go ahead, Nick.
Yep, Tony, thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. I'm on my HT. I'm actually in the living room hanging out with the YF and my puppy dogs and having a good evening. Got an episode of the Munsters on, and actually Herman Munster just purchases himself a ham radio set, and he's in the basement playing with it, so... I don't know what episode it is and such, but it's a good episode to watch. Hope everybody else has 7-3 and have yourself a good evening. Thanks a lot for taking us out there. WATCM, TV8A.
Okay, Nicholas, thank you for checking in tonight. Great evening to relax, kick back, and watch a movie for sure. Let's go to Adam, N8APX, and Kevin... 89WWU, stand by. Go ahead, Adam.
Net Control, November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray. Adam up here in Sweden. Nothing at all for the net. Just giving you another one for the count. N8APX back to net.
Well, thank you very much there, Adam. And great job a couple of weeks ago on the Skywarn. That was a great thing to come together, and some of you guys coordinated things and took in a lot of information there, and I'm sure that it was useful to the Noah over there in Gaylord. I'm hoping that we don't have too many things coming up here in the spring, but we're still encouraging everybody to get out there and get that Skywarn training. Or retraining, as it were, and we'll be monitoring our radios and giving reports as need be. Okay, let's go to Kevin, KD9WWU, and Jason, standby.
Hey, thanks, Tony, for taking the net tonight, WQCM. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. We're currently broadcasting from about 1 mile south of Bel Air at our new home. This will be our first night, even though we're just visiting for the week. But we've got a big plans for the rest of the week as far as getting this homestead here to make it our own. So that's what we're looking forward to. It's been a pain in the rear, but it's slowly coming along. But looking forward to seeing you. Seeing the folks tomorrow morning at breakfast, me and the YL will be there, and It's been a long time since I've seen everybody, so I'll be glad for that. So anyways, back to you, WTCM, Tony, and we'll see you in the morning. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform.
Hey, Kevin, great to hear your voice, and I can tell that there's no furniture in that room, and you'll have to do something about that. Maybe pack it with a little bit of radio equipment would be a good thing. Okay, let's go to Jason, W1WOW, and if I'm not mistaken, where are you at? Up around, I forget. You're East Jordan, maybe? Correct me if I'm wrong, and KE8SJW, standby. Go ahead, Jason.
Good evening, Tony, and everyone on the net. Yeah, very good. Name is Jason, W1WOW. I'm cross-band repeating from my HT out of the cabin into a mobile unit in the shack outside, and I have a metal roof in the cabin, so it's difficult sometimes, but at least I can reach the 86. I'm at Brown Bridge Road and Supply Road, basically, at the fork in the Boardman River. So that's what we're doing here. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Won't hold it very long because of that. I think I got it set up right, but you never know. Anyway, I'm glad the rain is over with. That's been kind of nice. River's down at least 8 to 10, maybe even a foot. It was extra high this spring with that March snowfall we had, plus the multiple days of rain. The river was twice as wide. But anyway, guys, other than that, looking forward to spring. Won't hold it too long. Make sure I'm making a trip. Everyone have a great week. And I wish everyone 7-3. W1WOW, Tony, back to you, net control.
Okay, thanks for checking in tonight. Jason, your signal is really booming out there with your little crossband setup. I can understand the difficulty with a metal roof on the cabin there, and kind of glad I had a roof put on my house just a couple years ago, and glad I didn't go with a metal because I would have been having issues too. So let's go to KE8SJW, and your name escapes me, so introduce yourself and let us know how you're doing there. Go ahead.
Good evening, KE8FJW. Name here is Brad, and I'm located way up here in the soup. Yeah, it is, white stuff is still falling up here, so that's good. Did get up to 40, and then it dropped down, so yeah, it was a nice day until it got cold out there again. But other than that, we're having a good day. We're just spending the evening watching movies with the family. So other than that, that's all we're doing. We're doing good. Yeah, to you, KE8FJW.
Okay, Brad, now I remember you. Recall hearing you on Skywarn a couple of weeks ago, and if I'm not mistaken, you were putting another plow on your truck just a couple of weeks ago, and I hope you don't need that thing too much longer. And thanks for checking in on the Northern Michigan Mesh Network here, and let's take a pause here and go to Echo Link and the All-Star. If I missed anybody on short-time check-ins, feel free to check in at any time. There will be a few second delay for Echo Link responses. We'll allow for that. First, Echo Link or All-Star station, please call now.
Net Control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie on All-Star.
Okay, sounds like Mike there. Good to hear you this evening. Next, Echo Link or All-Star check-in, please call now. Okay, doesn't sound like we have any more Echo Link or All-Star check-ins. Mike, if you'll hang on there, we'll get our general check-ins, and then you'll be able to start at the top of the list. First general check-in, please call out.
Alpha November Kilo, Mike.
Kevin Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee.
Okay, one at a time. I've got you, Kevin, and I've got you November 8, November Papa Kilo. Next general check-in, and then I'll give a station identification here. Next general check-in, call out.
Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y.
Okay, Mr. Amity, thank you for checking in. I'm going to identify at this time. This is WATCM, and we will go back to check-ins. Next general check-in, please call out.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
That's ADMK. Got you in there. Next general check-in, call out. All right, we'll call that the bottom of the list for right now, and let's go back to our EchoLink check-in. When we get to the bottom of the list, we'll see if there are more general check-ins, which I hope, otherwise it'll be a short evening here. So, Mike, I believe, W8VPC, go ahead with your transmission. Okay, maybe I got the name wrong. Victor Papa Charlie Station, go ahead with your transmission.
Whoops, I'm sorry. Walked away from the radio. I figured if I walk away from the radio, you'd call me. Hi, hi. This is the 9 station that's 1 mile south of Bel Air, or as the locals call it, Blur. What's his call sign again?
Okay, I was calling Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, and who am I talking to right now?
You're talking to Mike, W8VPC, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie.
Okay, go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Well, I asked a question, the 9 station, what's his call, the one that's a mile south of Bel-Air, or Blair?
Okay, that is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. His name is Kevin.
Okay, thanks. The reason why I'm asking is I used to live a mile north of where he lives, in the apartments, Meadowview Apartments, Meadowbrook. And you pass that as you come into town on M88. So, hey, we had an exciting weekend down here. Had a siren test on Saturday, and they canceled it within 45 minutes of the test. And because there was a threat of severe weather, and they ended up setting the sirens off for a tornado warning around 6 o'clock, which turned out to be a dud. We had heavy rain down here, and there's parts of Oakland County that's flooded. So we had excitement. So I'm back to net control before my timeout timer tells me I should stop transmitting. WVPC.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. I take it you were checking in from your home GTH down there, Sterling Heights. We always enjoy having you check in on our weekly MeshNet. N8NPK, go ahead with your transmission, and what's your first name?
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be me. It's November 8, Papa November Kilo, and my name is Mike. Yeah, as far as it goes, just checking into the net here this evening. I've been messing around with Whisper lately, kind of trying that out and seeing how that signal reporting format goes. It's been pretty interesting and kind of neat to see the propagation. So if anybody else has not messed with it, definitely recommend. It's pretty cool to see kind of what you're receiving and what you're transmitting and getting some, like, real-time reports and stuff. It's pretty interesting, good for experimentation and stuff. So, yeah, I don't, other than that, just thanks for having the net here, and back to you.
Okay, Mike, N8 Papa November Kilo, I got you corrected here in my log. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. I should commit that to memory. I have a short memory, I have to admit. Amity, K8ZOY, go ahead with your transmission, and Christopher, stand by.
Hi, K8ZOY. I went downstate for the weekend at Easter dinner with my kids yesterday, and on Saturday, it was 73 degrees. We came back today, and this afternoon, down the street, Calcasa, we literally had whiteout snowstorm. It was for about 10 minutes of driving. A lot of snow coming up, big flakes. So what? Quite a contrast from being down 73 degrees, nice and sunny, back up to here to 31 degrees and snowing. And coming to Calcasa, it was snowing pretty good, that it was sticking on the ground and turning it white again. Probably won't last long, but that's it. K8ZOY.
Okay, Amity, thanks for checking in there. Getting a little bit of noise in the background of your signal there. Yeah, I made it downstate last week myself and noticed how, you know, all the lakes were thawed out down there, got up here, and there was still a lot of snow until the last few days. We got a lot of rain, and it's been fun over here on the lake. The neighbor's dock was stuck in about a foot of ice, and as the ice flow moved offshore due to the westerly winds, his dock went along with it. So that was kind of fun watching. And welcome back to the white north for sure. Christopher, K8DMK, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll then stand by for more general check-ins.
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. So the syrup season is pretty much wrapped up for the year. It's definitely a record year. For us, we never have very high production. I'm not sure why, but anyhow, we packed 100 trees, and we got right around 20 gallons. That's pretty good for us. So got that wrapped up. And starting back at the roof jobs, of course, my first single clear-off job for the year. We started today, and they kept on snowing on and off. But anyhow, it was a good day, and the job is going well. Back to you. Thanks for taking a nut tonight, Tony. This is Chris with KF8DMK.
Well, Christopher, sounds like spring is about here. You're all done with gathering the sap that comes out of the trees to make that syrup, and you make a fine product there, and it's always fun to hear about that and some of the projects that are going on down there on the farm. It's a good time for people to have a little roof work done, too. Seems like they always wait till the rainy season, and then the leaks go up, and they're making the calls. So with that, if you haven't checked into the Monday Night Social Hour net and wish to do so, I'm going to ask the next check-in to please call now.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY.
KF8AGY, that's a familiar call. Thanks for checking in. Next general check-in, please call out.
This is Mark.
KC8ZAP, I got you in there. Next general check-in, please call out.
KA8HYE, Edgar.
Edgar, got you in there. Next general check-in, call out.
This is KDADAX, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County, near 127 and 57. We will be in and out. Just wanted to give another one for the list. 7-3, back to net control.
Okay, Zach, appreciate the check-in tonight. Give me the call sign one more time. I'm not familiar with it. The first three of the call sign.
Yep, no problem. It's Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, KD8DAX, from Rainbow Lake, south end of Gratiot County.
Okay, great to hear you tonight, and thanks for checking in to the Monday Night Mesh, and please check in some other time. We'd be glad to hear from you. Any other general check-ins, we'll give you one more chance here. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard. I'm going to go back up to... Let's see, Amity, did we get you in there, Amity? Yes, we did get you in there. Then we got Christopher, Kevin, KF8AGY, and Mark, stand by.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. Not much going on here, except we're easily anticipating ice out. We've watched the, we're actually on the northern shore of our cove, which is south-facing, and every day we get a little bit more and a little bit more. I think once that water heats up, it's the rest of the lake is going to go pretty quick. Surprised to see the wind blow like crazy today. And the blizzard that came down with it didn't stick around much, but it gave me a good test on my recently redeployed NFET halfway. I'm watching the pulley system that I had there basically managed in that heavy blowing wind, and the antenna's still up. So it's been doing that for a few years now, and pretty happy with it. Anyway, thanks for taking the net tonight. Good to hear you on the radio. This is KF8AGY, WACPM. Back to you, net control.
Thank you there, Kevin, and it was great to see you and your wife today for Nightball QSO and a little Northern Michigan activities going on. Mark, KC8ZAP, go ahead, and Edgar, stand by.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and hello to the Monday evening social hour net. Tony, thanks for taking that control, that sort of thing. Really appreciate it. You do a great job. I just have a minor thing. We had about 3 o'clock in the afternoon a small weather event, about 15 minutes worth of near whiteout snowfall. And then it stopped, the clouds moved out of the way, the sun came out, and it melted all the snow. So that was our little adventure this afternoon. So back to net control. This is KC8ZAP.
You know, Mark, it's interesting that we're calling it spring now, and so we seem like we're surprised when we see a little snow squall come through. But I imagine that we'll be having it for maybe a little while longer. So I'll be glad when we get past the frost days, and already looking forward to getting the campers out for sure. Thanks again for your transmission there, Mark, and have a great evening. Edgar, K88AYE, go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll see if there are any further comments or any other contributions to the net tonight, and we'll wrap it up after that. Edgar, go ahead.
Good evening. Good job on the net. Always fun to hear the guys around town. And just to check in tonight, this is Kilo Alpha 8 Hotel Yankee Echo. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Edgar, I'm getting my tongue twisted. Nice to hear from you tonight. Thanks for checking in. Looks like you'll just about be wrapping it up here. Are there any comments or questions? And then we'll go ahead and close them up. Did I hear someone with a question? Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday evening social hour. This net will meet again next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. debarge net. This is KE8SPZ. My name is Tony. Operating this evening is net control of the club call sign W8TCM. I'm going to now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everybody. Hope you all had a great Easter. Thanks for your participation tonight and your comments. Good evening to all. W8TCM is clear.
This is WHRM in Gaylord. Anybody up north on the radio? WHRM looking.
WHRM, NNAPX. WHRM, November 8 Alpha, Papa X-ray.
Negative contact, November 8, Alpha,